Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport here from Inside Out Style, back with you to answer your colour and style questions. So I've got a little pot of questions which you've left for me on Facebook, which I've printed out, and I will lucky dip a few questions today to answer. So let's have a look at the first one. Mix and matching with different patterns in the same outfit, asks Kiara, how to do it. So mixing and matching patterns is not too tricky. There's a few tips that you need to know about. The first thing is don't have two patterns that are the same size and shape. That's when the eye kind of goes, oh, I can't really deal with it. Instead, what you want to do is thinking about mixing two different patterns. So it could be a floral with a leopard print. It could be a stripe with a floral. You know, really, it could be a geometric with a abstract print, you know. But there are some little keys to make it work really well. So there needs to be colours in, you know, in both of the patterns that are the same. So there's a colour relationship between both the patterns. So the colours need to be related to each other rather than being something that really clashes. That's when it really doesn't work terribly well. So thinking about what are the colours in each of the patterns, do the colours work together naturally anyway, and then is there a colour overlap? The more the colours overlap, the easier it is to mix those two patterns together. So that's one of the keys, is do the colours mix together already? Now, or you can do something like a neutral, so you could have an animal print in a, you know, shades of brown, you could have a black and white print, and then mix it with a coloured print. That's another way of, if the colours aren't related to each other, another way of actually mixing colours in prints, because one print's neutral and one print has a colour. Then we have the density of the print and the size of the print. So what we want to do is not mix two prints with the same density. So if you think about how spread out the pattern is, so this is a fairly kind of spread out sort of, it's a more, you know, it's not particularly dense. It's got bits of negative space in it. So the negative space is the space in between the print. So you can see up my shoulder, there's no print here, but there's print here. So when we're thinking about mixing those prints together, we want to have one that is more sparse. So this is a more sparse print. And then one that's more dense. That is where the pattern pieces are all much closer together. And so what happens then is it makes it a little bit easier for the eye. We're not kind of getting too many things happening at the same time. So I have a small sparse print and with a more dense print. We can also have the scale of the print, a larger print with a smaller print. That's another good combination. And pretty much you can treat some prints as if they are solid. So you can actually treat a stripe pretty much as if it was a solid. It mixes really well with so many other things. You don't have to think too much when you're mixing a stripe with pretty much any other print. It's only when you're mixing stripes with stripes you have to be careful. And then again, we want to bring in these same little guidelines. So thinking about, you know, a wider stripe with a narrower stripe, a bolder, larger scale stripe with a smaller scale stripe. Those two things, you know, so if we're going to mix the same pattern, they need to be different sizes, different scales. If we want to mix different patterns together, like so completely different patterns, it really just needs to have a relationship between the colours and then have two different densities of print, two different scales of print, so that there's not kind of like what happens, the eye gets to a point where you're going, oh, I just can't deal with it. And remember, though, as long as those colours work together as well, this makes it really easy to blend your prints together. There needs to be something in common between the two prints. Now, even though this is actually just one printed garment, they made it look a little bit like that there's two prints here, just happened to be wearing this today. So we've got this kind of stripe down the arm and they're all florals and they're related, but it's kind of a different print to this. It's a little bit more dense than the overall outside print of the rest of this jacket. So hopefully that helps, Kiara. Okay. I'm going to grab a fat one. So Jenny has asked, how can I make pencil skirts or other fluttering skirts look more casual and cool versus elegant or sexy? So this is the problem. When we're thinking about a pencil skirt, it really comes back to that kind of classic, doesn't it? So we notice it on the, it's the kind of a classic pencil skirt. So very businesslike, definitely not casual and cool. So how do we make them more casual and cool? Well, think about the fabric. This is your number one thing. So if I have it in a denim, it's going to be very casual, isn't it? So if I've got a straight pencil skirt in denim, it's a casual garment. It's certainly not set for the office. And the more distressed the denim is, or the lighter the denim, the more casual it becomes as well. Then, of course, there could be like, as long as it's not made in a, like, you know, a woven, you know, suit-like fabric. That's another thing as well. So think about, you know, you can get some great ponte knit skirts. A, they're way more comfortable than a than a non-stretch fabric, especially when you're talking about a pencil skirt. But yeah, so it's thinking about like a ponte knit is going to be a more casual fabric as well. And then of course there's patterns and colours. So, I mean, a really big bold pattern, something more modern in that kind of pattern, that's going to make that skirt more casual and cool. Avoid the neutrals such as navy and grey. These are two colours we associate so much with business and business wear that even if it was in a stretch knit, you would still think it's more, looks more businesslike versus if it is in, you know, a multicoloured pattern or it's in a colour, you know, if it's in red or green or some other colour, it's going to be more casual than if it's in some sort of neutral. And then patterns, you know, have some sort of funky pattern on it and that's going to make it much more casual and cool. And of course, then what do you put with it? So if we put a more conservative blouse or shirt with it, it's never going to look as casual as we've got some sort of funky top or t-shirt or, you know, anything. So always think about like it's what you put together, it's the fabrics you choose, it's the patterns and colours that go onto it that also communicate. And so I find, you know, I love a pencil skirt, they work for my body shape. But I also want to be comfortable, so I have a whole lot in like ponte stretch knits in different sorts of patterns. And this, of course, makes them way more casual. Or I have denim or a kind of cotton, but it's in a pattern. It's a much more casual, relaxed vibe. So hopefully that's helped, Jenny. So let me grab out another question. We'll see what we get here now. And okay, Leanne said, how to look polished and modern once you're elderly? Oh, that's a funny one. I look very much like with the pencil skirt, it's thinking about what fabrics you're choosing, the styles of clothes you choose. Now, if you choose to wear a twin set and pearls, it's never going to look casual or modern. It's about the style of the clothes. If we think about the classic clothes, you know, the twin set is a very classic sort of outfit. And of course, it is more old lady and it's more conservative. Versus if we go for a bomber jacket, well, that's a much younger and more funky outer layer. So it's thinking about what styles of clothes are you choosing? And like people often say to me, oh, like, can I wear jeans anymore? I'm going, absolutely. I know 70 and 80 year olds who rock their jeans. There's no reason, if you like wearing jeans, there's no reason to give up jeans. It's just finding a pair that you find comfortable and flattering. And, you know, that are still modern in their shape and design. Because of course, even with garments like jeans, the styles change over the years. So whether we're wide leg, narrow leg, you know, skinny leg, you know, bootleg, flared, all those different sorts of things, high waist, low waist, it's being aware of what the overall current silhouette is and then having something that is related to it. So if, you know, I remember when in the late 90s and everything got very low waisted, you don't have to wear the, you know, the really, really ultra low waist, but if you're wearing your high waist with everybody wearing a really low waist, then you will look much more old fashioned versus if you're wearing a mid to low waist, it's going to look much more modern as well. And it's thinking about, you know, so how you put things together. Do you put things together in a more creative manner or do you put things together in a more classic manner? The more classic your dressing style is, The more traditional and more conservative it's going to appear. Versus if you have a more creative dressing style, it's always going to look more modern and funky. And that's one of the things I think, you know, go and get some inspiration from the advanced style ladies. There's some amazing women out there that have been photographed and put in Ari Seth Cohen's advanced style blog and also in his book, who really show you that being older is definitely not about being, you know, old fashioned. So I really think about, think about, you know, what kind of styles, how are you putting things together? Are you looking to be modern? Are you adding some of the current trends in? Now, you don't have to wear head to toe any trend at all, but just being aware sometimes of what's going around in the ether also helps. And then also kind of putting your own spin on it. And I look at someone like Iris Apfel, who is in her 90s, well into her 90s now. And the last thing you could say to her that is she's looking old-fashioned. She's got her very own unique style. It's very her. But she's always adding little new bits and pieces. But she's got some clothes that are really quite old that she's had for a long time. But it's how she puts things together. She puts them together in a more creative way. And she's not wearing some of the kind of traditional old lady clothes. So thinking about like the small Liberty prints, there are some clothes and patterns and styles that tend to be associated with an older generation, such as small Liberty print style florals, or, you know, the twin set, as I mentioned earlier, or something really classic and conservative. So thinking about that, going, well, how do I, you know, like move away from those sorts of clothes? Now, most of us as we get older aren't too much keen on showing off a whole load of skin and getting, letting it all hang out there. And often people worry about being, you know, mutton dressed as lamb. That is one of the things I hear about. But really, if you're not showing too much skin, if you've not got your stomach out, too much cleavage, you know, really short mini skirts, you're not going to look like mutton dresser's lamb. But it's then about finding those kind of interesting, creative ways of putting your clothes together, not just relying on the classic and even things like hairstyles as well, getting a really funky modern hairstyle, particularly if you've gone grey and you want to have grey hair. I always think you really need a modern, funky cut. Otherwise it will, if you're wearing it in, you know, the bob like this, like I can do it now because I'm blonde, but when I go grey, it's going to look much more conservative and old. So that'll be when I have to get some sort of funky spiky haircut or something completely different. Because it does relate to those elements of style you know, and how you are looking at things and putting things together. So always with, you know, getting older, don't just dismiss what you might think of as young people clothes. There's no reason not to look in young people stores. One of the things often people hit this point is they think, well, I can't ever walk into some store that's aimed at someone younger because I'll just come out looking like mutton dresser's lamb. But really, you can choose some pieces from there without going there. I often think too, especially as we're getting older, is if I've worn this trend maybe in my late teenage or early 20s years, and it's certainly of a decade or a style or something, you know, like maybe prairie dresses, and I might have wore them when I was young, really probably in my 50s and older, they're not the style, the trend to go back to. But I can still add some little bit of what is current style to my wardrobe without having to take a whole trend head to toe. And why wouldn't I do the prairie dress? Because generally they're those little itty bitty florals that we associate with Nana's kitchen curtains. Therefore, they are an old lady print. So I'm very wary of things like that. Versus if I go for a more modern floral, this is where florals, there's a million different florals around. This is a floral print, but it's a much more modern, it's larger, it's more stylized, it's not being a naturalized sort of print as well. So thinking about, you know, clothes that have a look of more confidence as well, that aren't trying to be anything too much. Hopefully, you know, if you're thinking about how do I look modern when I am getting older, those are some little tips for you. Well, thanks for watching, and I will be back again soon to answer some more of your style and color questions. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.